This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2026-27, giving a strong push to manufacturing, infrastructure and job creation while proposing a simpler tax and customs regime. In her ninth consecutive budget in Parliament, Ms. Sitharaman laid out a multi-pronged strategy to sustain growth amid global uncertainty, including expanding domestic electronics and semiconductor capabilities, de-risking infrastructure projects, skilling India's youth for emerging technologies and easing compliance for taxpayers and importers.
I propose to launch Bharat Vistar, that is virtually integrated system to access agricultural resources. A multilingual AI tool that shall integrate the AgriStack portals and the ICAR package on agricultural practices with AI systems. This will enhance farm productivity, enable better decisions for farmers and reduce risk by providing customized advisory support.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget is human-centric and strengthens India's foundation with path-breaking reforms. Prime Minister also described it as historic and a catalyst for accelerating the country's reform strategy and long-term growth.
एक ऐसा यूनिक बजट है जिसमें फिस्कल डेफिसिट कम करने, इन्फ्लेशन कंट्रोल करने पर फोकस है और इसके साथ ही बजट में हाई कैपेक्स और हाई ग्रोथ का भी समन्वय है.
Earlier, while addressing the gathering at the DERA, the Prime Minister said that the Union Budget will not only bring new strength to rural areas, but it will also give a strong boost to Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India.
ये बजट गरीब, अन्नदाता, युवा शक्ति और नारी शक्ति को और सशक्त करने वाला बजट है. ये बजट गांव को मजबूत करने का बजट है. ये किसान की आय बढ़ाने वाला बजट है. ये आत्मनिर्भर भारत को, मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देने वाला बजट है.
The budget session of the Bihar Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council will begin today with the governor's address. The session will continue till 27th of February. In Jammu and Kashmir, the budget session of the Legislative Assembly will begin today with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha's address to the House. Israel has announced the partial reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt, marking the first such move since the crossing was seized by Israeli forces in May last year. According to local media reports citing Israeli authorities, the crossing has been opened on a trial basis for the restricted movement of Gaza residents. In Turkey, 9 persons were killed and 26 others injured in a road accident in southern Antalya province yesterday. 7 of the injured were reported to be in critical condition. Officials said bus was carrying 34 passengers to the coastal tourist hub. Meanwhile, rescue efforts by police, emergency services still continue. The 68th annual Grammy Awards kicked off at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles today, celebrating the music and resilience. Music Film Awards went to heartfelt documentary Music by John Williams, which means director Steven Spielberg has officially won his first Grammy. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over West Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad till tomorrow. According to IMD, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning are also likely at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Uttarakhand for the day. The Met Department also predicted scattered rainfall or snowfall activity is likely to prevail over the western Himalayan region till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.